Here's what happened this morning with Stacy and Clayton.
Let's say you can make your own dream fast food meal. Like, you don't have to go to just one place. You can mix and match a bunch of fast food meals. What's your dream meal then?
I've thought about this actually a number of times, okay. So I actually know exactly what I'm going to say. Burger from Burger King.
Okay.
I love the frame for the flame grilled.
Love the frame of that
the
burger.
Flame grilled meat. Yeah. Dairy Queen French fries.
Okay.
Substantial.
Really?
Yes, I like them. And I would get Frosties from Wendy's for dessert. My soda drink would have to be for McDonald's because their fountain pop is the best.
Yeah.
And then to dip my delicious Dairy Queen fries in, some KFC gravy.
I am totally different from you. Fries, Arby's curly fries, obviously.
Okay.
If you don't pick those things, you're dead inside. The burger, I'm not going fast food. I am going the Rink Burger in Quill Lake, Saskatchewan.
Okay.
The best burger ever. If you're driving by Quill Lake, Saskatchewan, stop by the Rink and get a burger. It's awesome. For dessert, I'm going an A&W milkshake. And for a drink, I'm going a second A&W milkshake.
Okay.
Because dairy's good for you? The legalization of marijuana, they're going to have a couple of restrictions, obviously, especially when it comes to the packaging.
The labels need to include mandatory health messages to warn Canadians of risks. A red stop sign symbol with a cannabis leaf and the letters THC plus the product's THC content need to be included. It is going to basically look like a white bag with a big old warning label on it. And there will be a brand name, but it's kid can't be like Wacky Tobacco and stuff like that. It has to be very
That is the lamest name for a strain of marijuana.
Sure is.
Ever. Wacky Tobacco. Oh my. So it doesn't sound that sexy, does it? Like the packaging for weed does not sound sexy at all. You know what we should do, Cooper? We should make it sexy.
Should we sex it up?
Should we sex it up? And nothing is more sexy than Careless Whisperer. Oh, yeah.
Nice.
You like that plain white envelope your marijuana comes in? Ooh, is that eggshell? Oh, my sexy.
That white is so flat, I can't even stand on it. I didn't even make sense.
What? Second line in and you're pulling that one?
Oh, why not?
Do you like my Times New Roman fonts? No? Well, we can also use Comic Sans.
What about this tamper-proof seal? Don't you want to just rip into it?
Oh, I do. But I can't because it's tamper-proof. Well, this went well. This downtown arena, it would have an event center, it would have a ballroom, it would be super, super fancy, and it would bring in a bunch of money, it would add new jobs. So that's why the study is kind of leaning towards a downtown arena. But the one thing is, parking, traffic, how are people going to get there? That's what people are the most concerned. But never fear, Stacy. I have an idea.
Do tell.
We build a stadium downtown, but what we do is we attach a bunch of balloons to the roof, like in the movie Up.
Okay.
So then the arena can just levitate above downtown Saskatoon. And that's where we put it. And that way, we get a bonus hot air balloon ride up to the stadium every single time we want to go see a Blades game. Everyone wins.
That seems completely reasonable.
And the best part about these ridiculous ideas is that you can just say, well, at least it's better than a dome around downtown Saskatoon, so at least we got that going for us. My whole life, I've always been made fun of because I have red hair. People have called me Ginger and Carrot Top and all that stuff. So when I started to go bald, I was actually relieved because I was like, yes, this is the end of the redhead jokes because I'm going to be bald. And then...
That was your logic?
Yeah, absolutely. I was like, you know what? I'm going bald, but not that bad.
Did you think you were going to lose all of your hair?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
I was going to be the bald guy with the orange beard. And you never make fun of the bald guy with a beard because they look super tough. Anyway, as soon as I started to go bald, though, Prince Harry started to grow up and get super attractive, and all the girls were like, oh, I love redheads, so can't really catch a break. It kind of was bad timing. So now I'm kind of looking for ways to regrow my hair, and I was looking on the old internet machine, and apparently in Japan, they rub wasabi on their bald spots, and their hair grows back.
Fascinating.
True story.
So true. You found it on the internet.
Yeah, and the internet does not lie ever. So I'm going to try this out. You bought some wasabi yesterday at the grocery store.
I did.
Thanks for doing that, by the way.
Anytime.
And you're going to rub it on my bald spot. And I'm kind of looking forward to this because...
I can't believe you're letting me do this.
You're just cringing because you have to rub my bald spot and it's going to be really, really weird.
Are you seriously going to let me just do this?
Yeah, rub it on. Oh, yeah, I got to take my headphones off. Rub it on there.
Oh, my God.
Rub it on there.
How much?
Oh, it's nice and warm. Yeah. Yeah, keep it going. Why are you laughing over there? I can't see you. Please tell me what you're doing.
It feels really sticky and yucky. How's it feel in your head?
It's kind of nice, actually. It's kind of relaxing. You know those little head scratchers that you can buy for like $5?
Well, anytime anybody rubs your head,
yeah, it's good. This is nice. So I made a little bit of a mistake here. I read half the article, and then I just read the other half. Apparently, it's just like pure wasabi, like the stuff that's like $80 per pound. Is that like the cheap stuff?
This was $1.99.
Yeah, so that doesn't do anything. It's like the actual wasabi that...
The root.
Yeah, the actual root stuff. This stuff does nothing. You just rub wasabi on my head for absolutely no reason.
Stacey and Clayton, weekday mornings 6 to 10 on Cruise.